Mosquitoes carrying the West Nile virus have been found in Utah County, according to state health officials. Currently, there are no reports of anyone contracting the disease, but officials are urging the public to take precautionary measures. Lance Madigan with the Utah County Health Department says individuals should wear long-sleeved clothing and use insect repellent containing DEET, especially during the dusk to dawn hours.
We have over 50 different varieties of mosquitoes in Utah, but there's only two that actually carry that virus, and they bite specifically in those time frames.
The virus-transporting insects were found in southern parts of the county and on the west side of Orem. However, officials urge all residents of Utah County to take caution. Madigan says mosquitoes are a vector for the disease, but not where the virus lives. He says birds are the main reservoir for the virus because they do not succumb to its effects as quickly as other creatures. Madigan says documenting the appearance of the disease has been a constant maintenance process since the virus-carrying mosquitoes first entered the state in 2003.
We monitor mosquitoes, we trap them and test them to see if they're carrying the virus, and that tells us to be, shall we say, extra on guard to watch out for the virus and the mosquitoes.
Of those who contract the disease, Madigan says around 5% will display flu-like symptoms, while less than 1% will experience severe neurological effects. He says the summer months are the most dangerous time for the spread of the disease.
After we get the first freeze, that generally kills off those two mosquito species. They'll still sometimes harbor out, hang out in garages or someplace like that, but the summer months are the most when we're at highest risk.
No human cases of the disease have surfaced in Utah this year.